is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
The Menendez brothers, yeah, the filing for the resentencing may be a while before they get out. Susie called it sportsageddon. There's going to be so much traffic because of everything that's going on today. Centerpiece, of course, the Dodgers. We got the World Series.
Yeah, let's talk about that game. About 100,000 folks expected to attend. All the events across Southern California, as you can imagine, it's going to be crazy traffic-wise. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Let's talk about Dodgers, Yankees going to the Ravine this afternoon, game one of the World Series. Everyone's waiting for this one. It's a classic matchup, two-storied teams. They haven't faced each other in the series in a long, long time. Joining us live, John Barrett, of course, who is at Dodger Stadium, of course, with his Dodger jersey on, we hope. John?
Oh, everybody is so excited about this. But, you know, I was talking about those round rugs with the World Series logo out in center field in the play area.
Did you put one in the car?
Well, I would like to grab one of those. It just occurred to me. They are probably the on-deck circles for the batters. They don't belong in the play area. I'd still like to have one. So, anyway, that was kind of cool. But I was also talking to Janet Marie Smith, an executive director for the Dodgers, who played a big role in all the changes to the ballpark a few years ago, like the home run seats and the changes in the bleachers and being able to walk all the way around the ballpark.
We're super excited about the World Series, of course. We love the rivalry with the Yankees. It even extends to our buildings, and we're so proud of the fact that Dodger Stadium is still its original, authentic self. No replica here. At 56,000 capacity, we're 10,000 more than Yankee Stadium, so our fans will overwhelm anything they might bring.
Well, we also talked about the fact the Dodgers and their fans have only celebrated a World Series clincher at home once in all the years in Brooklyn and in L.A., just one time. Could this be the year?
Could be the year, but we'd be okay to clean it up in New York, too.
She'd love that within five games, but the Dodgers have won seven World Series titles. Six of them have been won on the road, like the one in 1981 when they beat the Yankees in New York.
All right, John, talk more about the matchup coming up just a few minutes away. But getting around tonight is going to be crazy because we've got the World Series. We've got all these other events, concerts, different games. The mayor saying, hey, mass transit, especially if you're going up to the Ravine. Here's Craig Figner.
Okay, so there's like a half dozen major concerts and sporting events all going down tonight between about 5 and 11 o'clock. But let's not kid ourselves. So the big deal is going to be game one of the World Series at Dodger Stadium. So here's a little tip for you. The mayor, she held a press conference yesterday here at City Hall, urging people to use mass transit. There is this that could be very helpful. If you do use Metrolink, say, to get to Union Station or the South Bay, well, then you need to get to the stadium itself. They have these Dodger Shuttle Express buses. Normally, there are 10 of them. They're doubling the fleet. 20 buses will be running back and forth between Dodger Stadium, Union Station, South Bay. So if you take Metrolink in and then need to get to the stadium, you can use the buses. And if you've got your Dodger ticket, which, of course, you will, that bus ride is free.
Well, those who support the gondola from Union Station up to the Ravine, Dodger Stadium, they had a news conference this morning outside the stadium saying this evening's traffic nightmare is why the gondola actually makes total sense. Nathan Click is a spokesman for Zero Emissions Transit, which is responsible for building, financing, and operating the gondola.
The gondola would take 20% of cars off the road. Anyone from anywhere in the region would be able to hop on Metro and get to a Dodger game without once setting foot into a vehicle. It's really important.
Shirley Zhang lives near the stadium and actually supports the project.
Traffic is terrible on Dodgers games days. So living on College Street, which is one of the streets that a lot of people take to turn down Chavez Ravine, my husband and I actually both work in Chinatown. It should be like half a mile home. And sometimes it'll take 40 minutes, an hour, because we're just sitting there waiting. And it's terrible. It's frustrating.
Now, there are some that do oppose the project, say it's going to lead to a loss of green space. And of course, again, traffic getting to Dodger Stadium and every venue. We're talking the Coliseum, Crypto.com Arena. We've got three events in Inglewood. It's going to be a mess this afternoon. We will sort it all out for you. Sabina Moore will be in our KNX News Traffic Department.
The Menendez brothers, Eric and Lyle. The DA's office, George Gascon, expected to file for the resentencing later today. There was a big news conference, the announcement yesterday. Again, they're serving life without parole for the murders of their parents. There's a new evidence that shows their father may have sexually abused them. So Gascon is looking for a 50 to life sentence with the chance of parole. There's a juror from the original criminal trial. Hazel Thornton supports this move. And, of course, this is after the recent documentaries and the movies getting attention from all around the world. She was talking to a show in Australia, The Kyle and Jackie Show.
I think a new trial would be horrible. I think that the right thing to do is to resentence them. Of course, we still have to wait and see what the judge is going to do.
Court papers got to get filed, and everybody works together to try and figure out what's going to happen. World Series Game 1, Dodgers and Yankees. How you feeling besides pretty excited? You nervous at all? We're live now with USA Today MLB columnist Bob Nightingale. Bob, thanks for talking to us. You know, a million things we could talk about, but something made me smile last night because I got on TikTok, you know, scrolling before bed, and the first one that pops up is the clip of Shohei, and somebody's asking him, are you nervous at all because it's the World Series? And the guy cuts him off. Shohei cuts him off, says, nope. And the caption was, hey, he didn't need the interpreter for that one. He knew.
Yeah, he's been on this big stage before, of course, at WBC, but he was a child prodigy in Japan. I mean, there was always attention on him ever since he was a 13, 14-year-old little kid.
Bob, so we're all excited about the game, and of course, and it's going to be on Fox tonight. I'm sure executives at the network thrilled that it's going to be an L.A.-New York matchup, a classic matchup. You're going to have probably more viewers than we usually do for something like this.
Yeah, it should be at least the same type of viewership as we had in 2016 when the Cubs win their first World Series, you know, since 1908. So, yeah, it should be some great viewership. But if you include Japan, it might be the biggest ever because just because the international audience.
People keep talking about, you know, the classic matchup, L.A., New York, all this time. But it's not just the cities. I mean, we can do all these player versus player comparisons. This is going to be, however many games it goes, this is going to be great to watch.
Yeah, I mean, just a, so much star power, too. If you're talking about 6 former MVPs are in this game, perhaps 10 or 11 potential Hall of Famers. You know, when you include the manager with the on both sides, particularly Dave Roberts. But yeah, just so much star power and excitement. MLB is absolutely elated with what's going on here.
Bob, all right, the big question is, how many games is this going to go? And I was reading right before you came in that the Dodgers perhaps favored to win the World Series. How many games is this going to go?
I think it'll be a long series. I have the Dodgers in 7, but I'd be stunned if this doesn't come back to Los Angeles next week for at least a game 6. I think both teams are so evenly matched. Both have so much star power. And usually it's always pitching and defense that wins. In this case, with all the offense, we may have more offensive explosion than we've seen in recent years. Yeah, we could see a lot of runs.
We started people, you know, talking about nervousness. We started this interview. People were a little nervous, you know, a couple of weeks ago when it was San Diego. But has it always kind of felt that we were going to get here? It was kind of World Series or bust this year, given all the money we spent and all the people we've brought in.
Yeah, I mean, they spent $1.4 billion in free agency. If it was World Series or bust. But you're absolutely right. I mean, their World Series might have been San Diego Padres. When you talk to some Dodger people and executives, they think that might be the best team they're going to play, you know, all postseason. That was a great, great series with a lot of drama.
All right, USA Today baseball columnist Bob Nightingale. Bob, thanks again. World Series tonight. Looking at the candidates in these swing states, also going to take a look at some House races here that could really determine what happens with the House when we get the election just 11 days from now as the 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
Well, California voters getting ready to have their voices heard. Kathy Whitman takes a look at voter sentiment as Election Day quickly approaches.
The number one issue for state voters continues to be the economy, to include the cost of living.
Number two was the affordability of housing, and number three was homelessness.
Mark Baldessari, survey director for the Public Policy Institute of California, just releasing the results of their statewide survey on Californians and their government. He says the economy also tops the national concern, but this year there's a new one near the top.
Concerns about threats to democracy and how our democracy is going.
He's never seen this before, so much anxiety over the upcoming choices for president. But there is a positive note. Californians are confident in the way our elections are handled.
How accurate the count is and how votes are cast.
Most Californians also say they expect bad economic times next year. I'm Kathy Whitman. KNX News 97.1 FM.
Bruce Springsteen at a Kamala Harris rally last night. She's kind of doing the concert series. It's going on. It's the Boston, Georgia, and then tonight, Beyonce in Houston. Harris making her closing argument, saying voters, they have a clear choice in terms of the approach to this job.
One is focused on the past and himself. The other, ours, focused on the future and you.
She wants to make Texas a focal point in the debate over abortion. They're both going to be in Texas. So former President Trump in Austin for Joe Rogan's podcast. That's an appearance that's been heavily promoted. He was in Arizona yesterday talking immigration.
If you want your Medicare looted by 21 million illegal aliens until there's nothing left. And by the way, if they ever got in, the border will be immediately opened, and you'll have 200 million people come in here.
Trump's got a big rally at Madison Square Garden on Sunday.
Well, in the last stretch to get the 2024 presidential campaign underneath their belts, Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump trying hard to attract those young voters. A recent poll by the Harvard Youth shows Harris is ahead of Trump by 20 points among voters under 30. In key states, her lead, it's similar. Poll also found that young voters are influenced by their friends, and many who think their peers will vote are likely to vote as well. There's a noticeable gender gap, though. Harris leads among young women, while Trump has support among young men.
Two more editors of the LA Times resigning after the paper decided not to endorse a presidential candidate for 2024. Comes after the editor of the editorial page stepped down earlier this week. Apparent dispute with the paper's owner. Board was prepared to back VP Harris, but was stopped, saying it'd be best to have a balanced analysis instead.
California-based produce company is the source now of the fresh onions linked to the deadly E. coli food poisoning outbreak at McDonald's, especially on those quarter pounders. That's according to officials with the restaurant chain. Meanwhile, other fast food restaurants across the nation, they pulled onions from their menu as a precaution. Taylor Farms of Salinas recalled fresh whole diced onions this week because they could be contaminated with E. coli bacteria. And that bacteria and that outbreak has sickened more than 49 people in 10 states, including one person who has died.
Cases of whooping cough on the rise in L.A. County. Here's Karen Adams.
Pertussis, more commonly known as whooping cough, is spread by coughing, sneezing, and even talking. There were, as of Thursday morning, 296 cases of it in the county.
Last year, at the same time, we had about 80 cases reported.
L.A. County Public Health's Dr. Neva Yegane recommends pregnant women get vaccinated.
Most of our hospitalizations and, you know, tragic deaths have been in infants. So we've been really, really, you know, focused on making sure we protect our infants first and foremost, and I think this maternal immunization has really made a difference for us.
Early symptoms resemble a cold, runny or stuffy nose, low-grade fever, and a mild cough, which progresses to a persistent one in adults that can last for weeks, and that telltale high-pitched whooping sound in kids. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Well, let's go back to the Dodgers. Let's talk about the Dodgers. Let's talk about the excitement of Game 1, or even if you're a Yankees fan, that's okay. You might be excited as well.
It's okay. It's just okay.
It's all right. Hey, listen, that excitement may be a little too much for you, especially if you have a heart problem, you'll want to hear this. Here's our Chris Sedens.
The concern is that Shohei Ohtani will step to the plate with the game on the line, crack a Grand Slam homer, and your heart just can't handle the rush of excitement. Dr. Shafel Doshi is director of the Heart Rhythm Center at St. John's Medical Center.
If they start developing symptoms, they need to kind of calm down and take a breath. And too often what happens is people with heart problems kind of wait because they're too busy watching the game. And then I'm going to power through it because we're in the eighth inning. I want to wait till the game is over. And if there's really something that doesn't feel right, you shouldn't wait for the game to be done. But again, to reassure everyone that we cheer for the Dodgers, the incidence of arrhythmias is still overall fairly low.
Dr. Doshi says anytime you put a lot of stress on your heart, especially if you have a history of heart problems, it can certainly increase the risk. But he says these cases are still quite rare. And put simply, you just need to be smart about it. I'm Chris Sedens, KNX News 97.1 FM.
20 minutes of nonstop news presented by LoanExchange.com for all your home loan needs. We've talked about these battleground states bombarded with all the presidential ads. How do you feel in some of these districts here in Southern California where it's more local races, the down ballot stuff that's super, super close? So 11 days is going to continue. Let's take a closer look now with Politico's Melanie Mason. So this has been something that, you know, we've been telegraphing for the last few months, right? But maybe people are just starting to pick up on it. I'm wondering, because you cover this so closely, since we're so close to the election now, if more people you talk to lately are going, okay, Mel, I get it. It could really happen. Control in D.C. could really come down to some of us here in California.
Absolutely. I mean, we in California oftentimes, I think, feel like spectators during the presidential years because all the action's going on in the swing states. But I don't know if you turn on your TV. I know when I turn on mine, I am getting pummeled by these House ads, even if they're not necessarily districts that I can even vote in, because this Los Angeles media market, it actually has three super tight House races going on just in that market. So you may be up in Northern LA County and getting these ads for these Orange County races.
Yeah.
It definitely feels like we're at the heart of election season.
Even
right
if you don't know the names, you recognize the faces because you've seen these people on TV a thousand times.
And it's funny, Melanie, when we found out you were coming on earlier, we've got our TV screens here in the studio, and those commercials for Derek Tran, Michelle Steele, over and over again. I mean, there is a ton of them. Do we have any poll numbers yet on this race? Or how close are they, if they are even close at all?
So we have the battle of the internal polls, right? So each campaign, each candidate committee, they're doing their own polls, and they are strategically releasing these polls. And one of the things that we should keep in mind is that if they are releasing polls, internal polls, they're probably telling a narrative that they want to tell. So we take them with a bit of a grain of salt. But what's interesting to me is that the Derek Tran campaign, so he's the Democrat that's challenging Republican Congresswoman Michelle Steele. He says he's up by a couple points. She says she's up by a couple points, which to me says this is neck and neck. This is probably tied. So while we don't have a ton of independent, nonpartisan polling, what we're hearing from the two campaigns is very similar, which is that, you know, definitely depending on who actually shows up to vote, it could really go either way.
And that's a good point. I wanted to point out as well. I think this is going to come down to voter turnout, basically.
Absolutely. And look, you know, it's California, right? We've already been voting. We have, you know, I have my ballot still sitting on my kitchen counter that I have to return. But the returns are coming in. But look, people tend to procrastinate. Like I said, my ballot's still sitting on my kitchen counter. And so we are going to see as these ballots start to come in closer and closer over the last 11 days. Then, of course, on election day. And one of the things that we Californians already know, but it's good to keep in mind, is that we probably won't know the night of an election night in these super close races who's won, because it does take some time to count these ballots. So I think we should also sort of lock in and prepare ourselves for maybe a little bit of ambiguity for a couple days.
But
after
that makes us nervous and gives us heartburn, Melanie Mason. We're not going to like that. All right. We'll be here all night election night. Politico's of Melanie Mason.